This is at Trustworthy Slav.
This is at Incognito, COH.
CRK Black dot com pilled.
This is the Fed Post.
Pathetic. I mean, you know.
Yeah,
it's not kind of pathetic. It's objectively, clearly pathetic.
Yeah, it feels humiliating to me. And you know, and well, I guess another thing is this. I don't know if we should feel humiliated about this Zelensky photo shoot thing. I mean, it's kind of like, our money is being sent over there, and they're doing Vogue magazine photo shoots. COH, did you see it? Did you see the photo shoot?
No, I heard y'all talking about it, but this is kind of funny. I Googled when I first saw the text about it. I was like, what the hell is this? So I Googled Zelensky Vogue, but I guess I typed in Zelensky wrong and I couldn't figure out how to damn spell it. And so my Google results were not bringing me anything useful. Like, it was just like no results for this item. It wasn't even offering. It knew good and well what the fuck I'm looking for, probably. But it wouldn't even give me like the suggestion. And so, no, I didn't see him.
Let's see here. I'm going to bring it up now. Because there was something specifically, I'll send you a link to it. Cause there was something specifically I wanted to read from it, because it's just like, it just incensed me.
All right. I got your link. Oh my Lord. It's got the AOC. It's literally like the same exact, like posture and sitting as AOC in her photo shoot. I think also for Vogue.
Man spreading. It's disgusting.
Yes. On a stoop.
Okay. All right. Oh no, she's man spreading. All right. all right. Listen, dude. When I asked him about, here we go. International attention has been flagging while inflation and gas prices are on the rise worldwide. When I asked him about this, Zelensky was direct. I will be very honest and maybe not very diplomatic. Gas is nothing. COVID, even COVID is nothing when you compare it to what's going on in Ukraine.
Oh.
He said, just try to imagine what I'm talking about happening to your home, to your country. Would you still be thinking about gas prices or electricity prices? The battle, he said, goes beyond Ukraine. Okay, suck my fucking dick, bitch. Suck my dick, dude. This little fucking Ukrainian manlet, fucking crony vassal state motherfucker puppet talking about gas is nothing. It's like, dude, like electricity costs. We're talking about the heat wave and everything, right? Around here, electricity, that kind of shit you're talking about. This is people getting their fucking food. This is people cooling their fucking homes so that fucking poor old ladies aren't fucking dying in their fucking houses, dude. Electricity and gas isn't nothing, you little fucking faggot. Your country is nothing, and my connection to your country is literally nothing outside of the insane amount of money that's being given to you. It's absurd. And the funniest thing that I think is he says gas is nothing. COVID, even COVID is nothing. As if you know, gas is an easy thing to dismiss, but COVID, I know you don't want to hear this, but even it's like, you know, it's like ass backwards, right? Like COVID is a fucking joke, but you can tell who he's talking to here because fucking it's fucking inner city fucking slug libs that genuinely think that COVID is a bigger deal than gas prices. And then, yeah, you just have all these fucking corny ass photos of him with his wife. And he's just doing the tough guy face in every fucking picture. The third picture in the article literally has in the background a picture of Zelensky doing the tough guy face. And in the foreground of the picture is Zelensky and his wife with him doing the tough guy face. And it's just like, Jesus Christ, give it a rest. They got this broad posing next to like a bullet hole riddled like plane or something with soldiers. Oh my God,
dude. So good. So
yeah, which I'm glad that at least for this photo shoot, they made sure to get soldiers that didn't have the fucking Wignat Black Sun emblem on their on their uniform. Well,
if you zoom in, you can. No, but yeah, it's an amazing image. It really is.
It is an amazing image. And I just want to emphasize just before moving on that, like, Zelensky is not cool. He's not badass. He's a short little fucking dorky ass manlet, dude. He's just fucking Stephen Colbert for Ukraine. He's fucking lame, dude. And it's important to point that out just because, like, that's what's relevant. And that's what's being sold by this propaganda, is that, like, him and his wife are like cool and worthy of praise and adoration.
No,
and, like,
straight and up, dude.
They're this fucking sentence, corny, dude.
This one sentence here on this article, I'm just quickly reading through it now that you sent it to me. From the start, this war has been fought both on the ground and in the information space, where Zelensky, savvy, telegenic, down to earth in his famous olive drab t-shirts, has excelled. Bro, what the fuck am I reading right now?
I know, dude, just gurgling on dick. That's what gurgling on dick sounds like in written form. And like, and I completely agree, it has been information warfare for sure. Like, mm-hmm. that time this little fucking slug tried to lie about how there was gonna be a fucking nuclear plant meltdown that the Russians were gonna cause. You guys remember that? Fuck this guy. And also, just as a side note, before I'll stop rambling now, but there's a picture of him and his wife, like, cozying up in one of the pictures, and she's not wearing a wedding ring. And I just really like that detail. I think that's very funny.
Her last name's different. I mean, I don't know what that means, but it's the same basically, but Zelenska instead of Zelensky. I don't know if maybe that's his actual last name. I don't know what
she's
the
for the streets, dog. She's for the streets. Oh, shit. Give her back, dog. No.
Dude, I think it's funny, dude. It's like they're give her back. That's perfect, man. That just reminds me of how this whole thing has been going, where, like, her name's Zelenska, his name's Zelensky, his name's Vladimir, but they, like, spell it different than they spell Vladimir Putin. And then, like, they change the spelling of Kiev.
Yeah, and they're changing everything.
And I think it's, I literally think it's all just search engine optimization.
Mm-hmm. It's specifically just internet shit and, like, algorithm stuff to get stuff, like, out of the way for showing up on, like, trending and stuff like that.
Because they
know that the libs are going to pick up with the new lingo, and all the news outlets are going to as well, right? They're going to be like, oh, this is actually how we spell Kiev, in solidarity with the fucking Ukrainian bullshit. Whoever gives a fuck about how you spell a goddamn city's name. Right. But yeah, that's what they're doing. Man, dude, I'm just reading this article even more, and it's just so wild. This Zelenska broad, she made a speech to Congress, apparently. Made reference to the Hunger Games, compared it to what the Russians are doing. Here we go. They played board games in red. She reread George Orwell's 1984. Quote, it's a horrible coincidence. It's a picture of what's happening in Russia these days. And then, dude, here's another part. Zelenska had apparently been out of public view for a while, unable to communicate with her husband or some shit like that. But then it says, when Zelenska finally emerged into public view, appearing with First Lady Jill Biden to visit the shelter for displaced people in Western Ukraine, the first day was fucking Mother's Day. I mean, this whole thing is just like internet media based publicity propaganda. Like, it's
damn, my ridiculous. My life like a movie.
It's wild, dude. In that picture of her in front of those fucking planes, like, the depth of field given and stuff, literally looks like a fucking Marvel. Like, it looks like she's Wonder Woman or some shit, dude. Wearing, like, this blue cape and shit. What the fuck,
yeah, man. It's amazing. It's fucking amazing. It's vulgar.
And, they got her standing with a bunch of broads, too.
Yeah, I noticed that. They're all women soldiers, all trans women soldiers. But yeah, it's
did you say they're all trans women soldiers? That was blinking. You miss it right there. Dude, I have to say, okay, I'm like, I was just scrolling up from that, and I just see just the sentence Aerosmith and the Beatles were her adolescent soundtrack. And I wasn't planning on saying anything about that, but I just, like, fandom of public officials has got to stop. I mean, this shit's creepy as fuck, bro. But yeah, the main thing I was gonna say is, and it says it in the second sentence of the whole piece, she's a longtime comedy writer. Holy shit, dude.
She's a comedy writer. He's a fucking gig actor. It's ridiculous.
When I have my like American Fed Post Party Maoist revolution, with, like, the comedians are being liquidated first. Like easily, dude. Easily. Anyone that writes comedy, sus, dude. Red flag big time. The fucking re-education camp for anyone that's written comedy in the last 10 years.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough one between them and the journalists, because the journalists, they, you know, I put them high on the list.
I mean, dude, you don't need to choose, bro. There's room. There's going to be room for all of these people.
COH is going to be managing one of the two camps. But comedians these days are basically just journalists with worse aesthetics.
Yeah. 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 No, I mean, it's in vogue, which is like, says everything in itself, you know, just like another V-named
bourgeois decadence is what it says.
Yeah, like another V-named magazine that I hate that I won't mention right now, but it's, you know, it's another cultural cum rag, you know, and it's like, you know, you're supposed to be a wartime fucking president and you're doing fucking photo shoots and you're drinking like martinis and like all this shit. You're posing in all these different scenes, trying on different outfits. And like there's videos of them like behind the scenes and he's like looking over scripts and like smiling and making notes. And like, bro, this shit is like, it's. Yeah, again, it's one of those things where I don't know how to take it as like, oh, this is funny as fuck, or dread of like, whoa, this is they're just doing this and they don't care. Like they know there's nothing we can do about it. It's just rubbing it in your face. I mean, it's like it's fucking psychotic. It's fucking crazy. There's no parody. There's no satire. There's no parody. It's gone. It's all gone. And she's in front of that fucking jet just posing there. And I'm like, dude, how do they not see that this looks bad? And like they're getting in trouble, they got like backlash or whatever. Like it's not just like us saying it, obviously they got a lot of backlash, and to the point where they had to acknowledge it, where it wasn't just like a right-wing backlash thing. Like they had to acknowledge it. Like you the level of being like insular and oblivious is like it's so high, it's so fucking high. Mm-hmm. And like, yeah, I mean, her writing comedy, I didn't know that. That makes perfect sense. Apparently he was like a gig, like what, see what you're saying, he was like a improv comedian, dancer, actor, whatever. Like there's some video where he's dancing in high heels.
Well, bro, you want to, the funniest thing about all this is that he's a comedian, he's a comedy actor, and he was the main character on a Ukrainian sitcom about some fucking average Joe becoming the president of Ukraine.
Wow.
And then after that television show, this is like somebody explaining Baudrillard, you know, through like a hypothetical situation.
Except like Julia Dreyfus becomes the VP because she was starred in Veep.
Yeah, bro.
Just like, you know what I mean? Just,
she'll be Kamala's VP.
Yeah.
Shit.
Just bad writing of the simulation that we're in. Just really bad, bad on the nose shit. And like he apparently that green shirt thing he's doing as a signature is like he doesn't want to wear suits. He stopped wearing button downs and ties because when the war started, with solidarity with the troops. Can you fucking believe that shit?
Dude, what like, the fuck? I'd be like, bro, put on a suit and shit, dude. Look right for us. We're out here putting our life on the line. You're looking like a damn chump, bro. Get off the couch, dude. Put away the Twinkies and shit.
Did you guys see that video like a few months ago of just like some soldier like just like yelling at him and clowning on him? Yeah, he's just like going around like checking in on the troops, and this guy is just like shitting all over him, and he gets in like an argument with him. And I mean, at the very least, but the guy's just shitting all over him. And I mean, I guess respect to Zelensky because he doesn't totally bitch out, like he like argues back with the guy. Mm-hmm. But like, yeah, it's kind of funny. Yeah,
he's
man.
Like doing these green screen things where like there's a green screen setting of like Ukraine and he's like walking forward into the shot and it's like the angle and everything is all like weird and uncanny, and it's like the Biden CGI shit, and he just walks up and he's like super stern. He's like, I'm gonna give you a talking to about the war, you know, I'm wartime, right? It's like, bro, you're sipping fucking like cocktails on fucking Vogue photo shoots. Like, I don't know, man. I don't know what he would even say, man. We're sending how many fucking billions there? Like, I don't know. I don't know how you don't lose your mind like looking at this. It's like, I want to joke about it, but it's kind of hard to joke about it because it kind of drives me a little nuts. I mean, it's just like a middle finger. It's just like, we do, you know, again, I get that feeling of like, what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do? Nothing. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I don't know what to say about it.
It's a fucking joke. It's perfect. I mean, it's overly, It's just everything's fucking entertainment culture and fandom. Yeah. And that's what this is, dude. He's a fucking like he's the most successful Marvel character right now.
Captain Ukraine. Yeah, that those cringe ass videos where they're like, oh, the Marvel Avengers sequence. And it's like showing like different countries sending aid as all the different characters. And like one of them was like the FBI doing the CIA doing whatever they're doing or whatever. Like, it's exactly that. It's like that's what it is. And honestly, that excerpt you read, like I haven't read any of it because I just couldn't get myself to read this. But that excerpt is really like it's really telling and like how much of him being like a puppet for the U.S. empire is like he's talking about domestic issues. Yeah. Like he's talking about U.S. domestic political infighting. It's like, bro, don't you have a fucking war to fight? What the fuck are you talking about? Our shit. Like keep your fucking nose out of our shit. Like, you know what I mean? That's between us. You know what I mean? Like, well, you don't fucking live here.
Well, that's the fucking pathetic thing about it is that it's just like he they can't fight it without us. They like he needs us. He needs to basically he's doing is he's And this is the whole thing, right, is that libs are so caught up in their own bubble that they don't care about good taste. They want people to just be as fucking tacky and just like violently foaming at the mouth in favor of their little narrow worldview as possible. So he's like guilting and like abusively browbeating the citizens of a country that isn't fucking his, that he's relying on the help of. Right.
Right.
Like, exactly. this is like me being like, this is like, if like, I like needed to like borrow some money from like CRK. Right. Yeah. And I'm just like, and he's just like, hey man, like I gotta like make rent. Like I gotta like pay for food. And I'm like, that doesn't fucking matter, dude. Like, give me my fucking money. Dude. You're a fucking piece of shit. Your food doesn't matter.
Now, can you help me out, bro? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Hold on. Like, Vladimir, buddy, like, what the fuck do you think is going on here? You know what I mean? What is this relationship between us? You know, because you're talking like you don't understand what this dynamic is.
Yeah, and I mean, I guess he can talk shit about the Chuds because he doesn't need them because all this money that's going out is without any of our consent. I guess the Libs' consent, I guess, but like... You know,
this is all for inner city professional people. It's what it is.
Exactly.
It's what it is.
But. Targeted audience reading Vogue, like, ooh, the new Zelensky's wife. Ooh, wow. You know, it's like that's who this is for, with the tote bag on the bike, going to read a book in a bar. but
going to read a book in the bar.
Oh, I've seen it. I've seen it with my own eyes. Yeah. but I mean, you know, yeah, it is like we talked with Gio when this war first popped off, like the optics war, you know, we called the episode like this is it. This is it. It's like it's all optics. It's like that's what it is. It's like, yeah, talking about gas and electricity and fucking COVID. Like, man, like, yeah, I guess he just needs to address these things because they're going on in American politics. And like he has to. That's all his purpose is for media angling. That's his whole existence. It's not to win any war. He's just like, you know, he's playing his role. This is his job, to come into Vogue and do this shit. That's his job and say these things. It's not to do any war stuff, really. I mean, he's just a face. And then, you know, we give all the money. And I don't like this idea of like, oh, we're going to, it's between, you know, the suffering of the Chuds in America who have to lose some treats versus the Ukrainians who are getting bombed and you know, their life is being destroyed. It's like, bro, I don't, you know, I say this all the time about all culture issue things, culture war issues things. Like there's a false, like, you know, zero sum game going on. It is not like, you know, you give up, you know, a day of electricity and it helps one Ukrainian person stay alive. That is not how the fucking thing works. That's not how it fucking works. It's like that money is going to like retile some fucking defense contractors' floors.
Yes.
That's what it's going to.
Yes.
It's not going to fucking anyone in Ukraine who needs it. Okay. So like,
it's going to the fucking bureaucracy, bruh.
Of course.
That's what they do, though, with everything, right? They're like, well, you know, one giving up your gasoline or buying more expensive gasoline equals one Ukrainian child's life, or one plastic straw equals two sea turtles' lives, or like, you know what I mean? They just do it with every fucking everything like that. And it's like, dude, I got nothing to do with Ukraine. Nothing to do with them.
Yeah.
I don't need to be making these choices because I got nothing to do with them.
Yeah, and the money has nothing to do with them either, because it's not going to them. It's like, you know, it's just like, you know, even if you cared about COVID, like, and you wanted like the money to go to like COVID infrastructure, none of it fucking went to that. It didn't fucking go to that. It went to fucking blowjobs on yachts. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. If you cared about, you know, any number of things, like the money isn't going to what you think. The BLM. It went to fucking mansions. If you actually cared about like black people being murked by cops or whatever, it didn't fucking go to that. So I don't like the zero sum game they play, where it's like, oh, you got to pick a side, or you got to be like, oh, you know, fuck those Ukrainian people. Like, I don't feel like fuck them. I don't feel anything about it. I don't fall for the, it's like a fake thing of saying like, oh, you know, look at what we're going through. He did some oppression Olympic shit. Like, you know what we're going through? Like, bro. It's not even on the same scale. It's not being weighed against each other.
You know, when you really think about it, you know, if you really think about it, Ukraine is like the trans black woman of nations.
Yeah.
They have it harder than anybody, you know?
Yeah. I mean, how is this different? I know that the libs love this war, and like, but really, and they're supposedly like anti-Iraq and all that shit, and you know, but like, what is the difference between being like, bro, he's gassing the Kurds, bro, the Kurds, bro, you think your life is hard. What about the Kurds, bro? What about the Kurds? You're not fucking helping them. Like, I don't know. That shit, it makes me insane a little, but that is a great excerpt. I'm glad you read that, because I didn't even see that. But that really, like, it's it. That's the thing.
I hate these fucking nugget. People, man. I hate these fucking people. And obviously, I don't want to say fuck the average Ukrainian people, but like, fucking the Ukrainian military, Zelensky, NATO, everything that they represent as a fucking satellite of the West, and our fucking expansion and our fucking aggression towards Russia. Fuck all of that. Fuck all of that. And to the extent that represents Ukraine on the global scale as a nation, fuck Ukraine.
Mm-hmm. Or that Ukraine represents that, rather, too.
Yeah. That's a better way of putting it. Yeah.
And it's like with all like imperial war stuff of like, oh, there's war crimes going on here. There's humanity crimes. It's like, bro, you only care when it's fucking convenient for you. Obviously, like, you know, there's shit going on all over the place, but none of that other shit matters. It only matters when we got some stake in it, obviously, for NATO.
Let's
for
not
influence.
Forget that the Russians, their original claim here with the whole shebang was that they were going in there under the guise of humanitarian rescue, because the citizens of Donbass and some other fucking city over there were getting shelled and had been under siege essentially by the Ukrainian government. And
the last several years, about 14,000 people, I believe, died in the Donbass from Ukrainian shelling. There was a ceasefire that was constantly being broken by Ukraine. And I mean, if you just look at the demographics, I mean, you know, look at how many people in Ukraine speak Russian. I mean, I don't know. Everything I'm saying here is just like a little bit old news. But furthermore, NATO was going to put fucking nukes in fucking on the border of Russia, motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
Moscow as a capital is incredibly vulnerable defensively, and having the Western military assets right there on the fucking edge is a huge threat. I mean, anybody that hasn't yet, and this goes for you guys too, just like John Mearsheimer has fucking lectures on YouTube, and this motherfucking guy, dude, has been ringing the bell on this shit non-stop for like 7 or 8 years, dude. And you go back and you'll watch a fucking lecture from him from fucking like 2015, and he is saying all of this shit. He basically has the right take on all of this stuff, and we've been fucking with him, dude. We've been fucking with him. It's bad, man.
Yeah, and you know, I don't know as much of the details of the history between Ukraine and Russia. I don't know, but what I do know is like there's no fucking good guys in any geopolitical conflict. There's no good guys and bad guys. That's why the Marvel thing is fucking infantile. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like when they used to say like, oh, we're the good guys and the terrorists are the bad guys. We've only done good things on this country, and like it's like Trump said, he's like, you think we're so innocent? You know what I mean? Like it's exactly like that. It's like, bro, you like this idea that the Ukrainians, the Captain Ukraine versus, you know, Hitler, Putin, like, bro, This is gang shit, okay? Geopolitics is gang shit. It's over turf. Like, you know what I mean? There is no fucking, like, talking about it in that terms is literally the mind of a child. It's the mind of a child, and there's no other way to talk about it. And yeah, it's
fucking, it's like that. It's like that amazing broad that was like, if I was Vladimir Putin's mom, I would just want him to know he's loved.
Right, right.
Yeah, I love you, honey. I hope you don't grow up to be crazy. You're fucking crazy. If I was that woman's father, I would fucking, you know, Jesus Christ, get it together. Get it together. You give it to
Sean Connery. Yeah, exactly.
And they want to have the last word.
But yeah, I mean, our money, I guess, probably went to his limo to get him to that fucking photo shooter, you know, and all that shit. So something to think about. But yeah.
Something to stew on for a little bit.
Something to fume about in your room pacing around. But
Portrait of bravery. Ukraine's first lady. Oh, suck my balls.
Yeah, I don't know what else to say about it. I thought I would say more funny shit about it, but I think Slav read that excerpt and I kind of saw red for a second, but I don't know what else to say about it.
The negging of the American people that libs are like hungry for has now become something that like is extended to beyond even our own elected officials. It's now just like fucking cronies in ex-Soviet territories that can just take a shit on poor American people, and it's just like
the Chuds want their treats in Ukrainian or something.
What if he said that? What if he fucking said that, dude?
Yeah, that'd be amazing. Dirtbag left Zelensky. Yeah.
Dude, Zelensky, go on fucking Chapo.
Oh shit.
Yeah. Let's see. What else was going on? Kamala was more humiliation. I'm just going to run through the humiliating events that have gone on. Kamala was listing her pronouns and described like the color suit she had. She's like, my name is Kamala Harris. My pronouns are she, her. My hair is dark. I'm wearing a blue suit.
Wait, she's doing this for blind folks or something?
Yeah.
You have to go around talking with like subtitles and fucking descriptions.
Bro. If that is for blind people, I'm trying to get my head into woke school territory a little bit here. Isn't that kind of problematic a little bit? Oh, because it's like, because you're like describing what a blind person could see if they what they would see if they could see.
Yeah.
But like their reality, like they don't really, I'm assuming they don't really give a fuck what the color of your suit is because they're never going to fucking know.
Yeah. Dude, what the fuck does the color purple mean to someone that's never seen colors? You know what I mean? Nothing.
Like, I mean, it's that Oprah rainbow movie. Now. Yeah. Thank God. You know, yeah, it's just like, oh, I'm seeing the most beautiful thing right now. Thank God for the gift of sight. It's kind of like rubbing it in to like blind people or something. Like, it's like, and how do you even know what blue is if you're fucking blind? You know what I mean? If you lost your sight later. But either way, like, if I'm blind, why the fuck would I care what color suit you're fucking wearing? I don't understand what the fuck that does. What valuable info is that? Like,
right, exactly.
What the fuck do I care? And it's probably the identity thing of like, wow, you know, all my emphasis on identity, like, you know, it's like that article in the pandemic was like, you know, I'm in the pandemic and like, I don't know how to like present my niche identity because nobody's there to see it. You know what I mean? I'm kind of struggling with that, you know, that fucking insane ass, you know, existential article. And it's like, yeah, it's like, you know, you're talking about the color of your suit or whatever. Like, if they can't see it, then what are you bringing up for? Like, why are you bringing it up? Like, I think it's
her identity, bro.
Yeah. Well, I think it's to bring up, I think it's so that they can have avenue for being like, I am a trans person. I'm black. Like, that's really important. If you didn't know I was black, like that would change everything. So you gotta know.
I mean, obviously, like we all know it's just a virtue signal, right? But like,
yeah.
It is just funny to kind of like hash it out a little bit and just be like, what fucking reason could possibly exist for that? You know, I don't know. I don't really know.
That's fucking crazy. Something else we'll just do a quick little run through some stupid things that like woke stuff that's occurring right now, because that's always, you know, the highlight reel that's good.
Yeah, what's
like
the deal with this
top broad 10 of woke? Beyonce is changing a lyric to one of her songs in her most recent album.
Oh, this broad said spaz.
She said spaz, and a lot of people are apparently mad about that.
That's the word.
She's taking it out. She's just taking it out of a song that she's already recorded, mastered, released on an album.
Yeah, because people in the UK think like use that word to mean like retard.
Hey, people use that word everywhere and mean retard, I feel like. But dude, who gives a shit?
Yeah, I think it's a lot more severe in the UK, though.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Really? Oh, okay.
Yeah, which is funny because the exact same thing happened to Lizzo recently with the exact same word.
Well, that's the thing. That's in this, the subheadline of this article.
Dude, this is the year of the spaz, dude.
That's wild. That is fucking wild to me.
Spazzing on that ass. Spazzing on that ass.
Is that really
the word? Girl, I need a glass. And they're going to make her go back in and find a word that rhymes with spaz. Damn, man. That's
blasting on that ass.
What does spazzing on that ass even mean? Like,
you know, dumb retarded means in that pussy, bro. You know what it means.
Holy shit. Pussy's so good to make you retarded.
Oh, fuck. We gotta start a segment where you just go through and read some of these broads' lyrics, because they are literally just bananas, dude.
Dude, we should just start doing segments in general, because I think that shit's fucking hilarious. The segment should be called What's the Deal with This Broad?
Dude, we could definitely do that.
Endless content. Yeah. Damn. Yeah, going dumb in that box. Like, all that's gonna have to get rewritten. All of it. I want stupid in that pussy. Like, it's all gonna have to. Damn, it's hard being an artist now. It's crazy. It's fucked up.
Dude, this rules, man. Modern culture fucking rules, dude. Everything's horrible.
I mean, she plays in that game. She plays in that level in that game of like, she wants that. She wants that, like, good PR. Dude. She's, you know, hugging up with Obama. She's in that lane. So her and Lizzo, you got to stay in the lanes. You know, the lanes are changing, but hey, you're playing the game. You got to, you know, check up, you know, read the latest DSM.
She wants to be invited to the next Obama cookout.
Yeah.
If you were just like a normal person or like a normal artist, you'd just be like, oh, yeah, no, that's just part of the song. And then you just move on and it would really be no problem. But since you, like you're saying, you're trying to stay in that lane and like you've like worked yourself into that niche as like you're one of those people. Mm-hmm. And so now you just got to do all that shit. It's crazy, man.
You're telling me Obama's never called Biden retarded? Like, come on.
Dude, and you called him a spaz to one of his friends when he was like,
Obama has for sure called Biden retarded, and Biden has for sure called Obama a nigger. There's absolutely zero chance that hasn't happened.
I think sometimes toss it back and forth a little bit playfully.
Yeah, exactly. They're buds, man. He can say it. Come on.
He's called him a honky and all that.
He's called him a fucking snow bunny, dude. I think that Joe Biden got an N-word pass after his run-in with Corn Pop, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's an honorary member.
Yeah.
I guess while we're just kind of doing quick little segments here, little bits, but I just saw a quick update on our monkeypox discussion.
Oh,
the state of California has now declared a state of emergency over monkeypox, which, I mean, there's a lot of gays out there. So, I mean, you're like, all right, I kind of get it. But dude,
I mean, New York City declared a state of emergency.
Really?
What? Yeah, brother. You're living inside a state of emergency for monkeypox right now.
Epicenter.
Yeah, dude. Everybody is being asked to show up at a government facility to have anal sex immediately.
Is that why the gay club was empty last night? Like, not that I was there. I just drove by. I saw it was empty.
A friend told me.
Yeah. Holy shit. Wow. I did not know this. Man, I went around monkeypox. I went
home,
boys.
Yeah, that was a good call. Yes, man.
I got in on the ground floor.
dude, to be fair, I feel like it's safe to say, like, yeah, you were right about monkeypox, but, like, man, like, I feel like all of us are surprised by that. You know what I mean? Because monkeypox felt like a hell of a Hail Mary, you know?
Oh, yeah. I was
going to. I don't think anyone gives a shit about it.
Well, no, no one does give a shit about it. Bro,
no.
I don't know if I said this last time we talked about it, but I believe I have since read. You know what percentage gays make up of all the cases of monkeypox? Gay men specifically?
A high percentage.
I mean, just guess. Number.
90.
98%, bro.
Whoa.
98%. 98%. Okay. And this, it's an STD. It's an STD. Okay. And like, it's not, and I'm not saying this, I'm legitimately, not that like I would, not that I really care about being misconstrued as a bigot or something, but like, I'm not saying it for bigoted reasons at all. I'm just saying it that like, it isn't a fucking threat to the general population. And this whole fucking thing that they're doing of just being like, oh, well, you know, it can be transmitted by other ways that aren't just sexual. So it's not an STI, an STD. And it's like, bro, there are a ton of STDs that meet that criteria. Yeah, what the fuck are you talking about, dude? I mean,
Slav's just saying, you guys remember AIDS? You guys remember that? Yeah. Remember that time? God hates fags.
That's exactly what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying. It's just absurd, dude. Like, it's just funny, man. I mean, everything's an example of misinformation on normies, right? But like, this is such a profound one, you know, like
it's airborne, right? I'm waiting for them to say it's airborne. Right. Sorry, what were you going to say?
People just aren't, nobody's at risk of this fucking thing. Nobody's at risk of this fucking thing. Literally, gay men aren't even at risk if they just stop acting like fucking irresponsible assholes. Like, you know what I mean? Like this is a non-issue. Weren't there only like 5 fucking cases in the United States?
Oh, wait, now we got other states following suit. We got a fucking Grimace over there, the governor of Illinois. Pritzker, he declared a state of emergency now in Illinois as well. So it looks like everyone's just kind of taking the lead now.
Look, I mean, what the fuck? Gay men have had it too good for too long. You know, you can't just go around having hot, rampant sex with chads and just, you know, and just think like you're not going to live with any downsides. There's got to be downsides. You know what I mean? Like, you know, that's not fair that you get to do all that. And, you know, there's got to be some downsides.
Dude, honestly, though, you're saying that as a joke, but like literally unironically, like that you're getting up to like really irresponsible behavior, and then it's like surprised Pikachu face meme. It's just like, yeah, dude, you're behaving disgustingly, and it's not because you're gay. It's just like you're going around having unprotected sex with an insane amount of people, and then like you're seeing negative health effects. Who would have fucking thought, dude?
Yeah, it's not fucking fair. It's not fucking fair. and also, I've heard that Andy Ngo, you know, the guy who films Antifa, there's some rumor that he got monkeypox. I don't know if there's anything true to that. I don't know if there's slander.
Gay. Which, I mean, I don't know. I could see that as being a fake rumor that the dissident right made up because Andy Ngo is a fucking normie.
It's funny.
It's fucking funny, dude.
just photoshopping monkeypox on random people you hate and being like, "See, I knew he was gay." but yeah. Well, I'm this is good news for me. I mean, this is very interesting. I'm very interested in this horse race of the various disease psyops, and it's cool. I went on the dark horse, you know, not for any reason besides me, you know, just randomly betting on it. You know, it's not like, you know, I'm definitely straight, but I voted on it, and it's good to see it going. It's going. I don't know how long this will last, but I'm kind of shocked. Honestly, I'm not even joking. I'm kind of shocked that it's fucking,
dude, you're still holding,
reading too. A state of emergency. I'm holding. I'm not selling for a while. I'm waiting. I'm going to ride this one out, but pause. But yeah, I mean, I don't know what else to. Yeah, this is interesting. Let's see. Oh, well, okay. Well, this leads to something else. Okay, so gay marriage. Gay marriage is back. Gay marriage, just like
abortion. It's better than ever, baby.
Gay abortion, gun control, and it's not right without the other one. Come on. Come on. You got to bring back the aughts. We got to bring back baggy jeans. You got to bring it back. We got fucking gay marriage coming back. People debating, should we let the gays get married? So this is back now, seeing a bunch of shit about it. And yeah, I'm sure everyone can guess my opinion of all this. But what do you guys make of it?
It's interesting, dude, because it's like I'm not on Twitter right now, right? And so I'm only seeing it from kind of mainstream sources. And so my first response is that these votes being put on of like whether or not to basically do to gay marriage what was done to Roe v. Wade, of like putting it in the court of the of the states and everything. I like assume honestly that it's like a symbolic vote that was put forward to basically just create a spectacle and headlines, right? Mm-hmm. And because like there is just going to be a divide along party lines, and so then you can say this is being done to overturn gay marriage and look at this thing, when it is just basically like a purity test to create a media spectacle. Having said that, I can't really act on that assumption because I don't really know. So I mean, I'm gonna treat the topic for the rest of the conversation as me believing it on face value. Man, I gotta say, man, like, what are you guys doing? Well, what are you guys doing? You know, like, I don't. As in
you're bringing America back, bro. This is the one.
This is a retarded fucking waste of time, man. And I've said it a number of times already. And I know that a lot of people don't fucking like to hear it, which makes me doubt some people, to be honest. But like, it's the same way I feel about when I said it earlier, like, bro, we're going into midterms. We're like staring down fucking hyperinflation and a fucking depression coming up down the pipe here soon. And like, the GOP is just running on like trans teachers. Like, what the fuck? What the fuck? Mm-hmm. We're running on fucking trans teachers and fucking Roe v. Wade. What the fuck is wrong with you guys? Like, you guys could have just the entire fucking platform could have been anti-COVID shit and fucking economic shit, right? And that's both of those things are basically being left to wither on the vine.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
God damn, man. God damn. I mean, it's like it's kind of crazy making.
Well, I think, you know, I mean, I think we have differing views on the GOP in general. I feel like this isn't like a blunder of sorts. I feel like this is their function. I feel like this is what they're for, you know, because I view them.
And that's the thing. I think this is kayfabe. Like, I think that this is what they're for. Like, I shouldn't be surprised by it. I should say, I don't want to ramble here too much, but I do just, you know, want to say, like, this is the two parties being the bumpers on the bowling lane, right?
We're
just gonna, the extent of anyone's allowed political horizons are gonna be either protect abortion rights or take away marriage from the gays, and that's all we're gonna talk about, and they're benefiting each other in that way. I guess I can't really be that dismissive of it when it comes to like people that we know online, though, where it is just like, you guys are just like buying into this. Oh, like,
yeah.
I mean, I get, like, yeah. What the fuck, guys? Like, I really, really hate libs so much. Like, I will never hate conservatives as much as I hate libs, but like, what the fuck? Like, this has nothing to do with hating libs. Like, this is retarded, dude.
Mm-hmm. No, and I get what you mean. Like, it's like dropping the ball. It's like dropping a ball of like, like what we said before, like a lane to the basket. And just doing some random spin move out of bounds. Like, it's like, wait, what? Like, but, you know, it's dropping the ball in the sense of, if you stuck to something broad common denominator appeal that everybody fucking agrees with, especially since a lot of people are mad at Democrats now across the board. It's kind of like open season. That I agree with. That's like a dropping of the ball if their goal was to do something like that. But to me, they're this is what they get paid for. This is their whole existence from the foundation is to focus on this shit, just like the Democrats are supposed to get every topic off of anything economic and turn it into woke shit. This is their job, and they're making their hourly wage, their salary. Yeah,
they just do the same thing, but instead of turning into woke shit, they just turn into anti woke shit.
Yeah, I mean, this is their function. I mean, they don't want the election to be about inflation and COVID because they're fucking complicit. They're fucking complicit. So of course they don't want to talk about it.
You can use it though as like a way in when like the height of it's going on and everyone's in like panic mode and everyone's frustrated with it. You can be like, yeah, I mean, don't you hate this shit? These people that are in charge right now, these are the people that are doing it. And then you're like, oh, you know what? These other guys have something to say. And then like, you know, they just drop the the whole act, and then it's just like, all right, let's go back to the basics. And then you've painted yourself into a corner, and you're like, oh, well, I thought these were the guys.
Yeah.
It's insane to me. It's insane to me. And again, I'll be careful with my words here, right? Nothing can surprise me when it comes to just like the absolute shittiness of politicians, right? But like, it's insane to me that like, we aren't just livid that like, this like fucking vaccine mandates could just be the central issue of the midterms. You know what I mean? Like any number of things. Like it's the midterms is just memory hole. That's just what all of this is. Like I don't see any of the stuff that was affecting the last 2 years was politics affecting all of our lives more acutely than ever. I mean, at least me. Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
And nothing that's being talked about has anything to do with the last two fucking years, dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. Yeah, exactly. Like that's I remember I was trying to articulate that before of like, you know, it's that's what really it makes me feel bleak on a level I haven't felt before. But it's just like I just saw the craziest year 2020 of my fucking life, and you know, before that it was all like, oh, don't talk politics, I don't talk about that shit, no one wants to hear that shit. And that was the year where it was too much in everyone's face where they had to talk about it, and it was just directly affecting your life. It wasn't some shit like trans bathrooms, you see some article but it doesn't really affect your life. It was like in your face, changing your life. And I it just blows my mind when I'm like, it's 2022 and I'm looking at headlines, and I knew things would get memory hold. I knew the coup would get, the rigging would get memory hold, and the COVID would get memory hold. But it is still surreal. Like I'm looking at the date, it's 2022, and I'm looking at headlines about issues from decades ago. And I'm just like, I'm kind of dumbfounded. I'm kind of like, I knew this was going to happen, but like, I still am amazed. It's kind of like what you're saying. Like maybe the politicians like, yeah, okay, this is what they're going to do. I shouldn't be surprised about that. But the fact that people are going along with it, like what Slav just said, like that is what shocks me. I'm like, bro, you guys, you saw what I saw, right? You saw all that crazy shit happen, right? Unprecedented shit. Like, are we really just going to, like, people are just acting like nothing happened. And it just kind of like, it's, that's the thing that makes me the most like blackpilled, honestly. It really does. It's kind of like, holy shit, man. Did none of that stick with anybody?
It's just crazy too, because I mean, like, it's like, and I don't want to do the narcissistic mistake of thinking that like my own thoughts on issues are the page everyone's on is the law of the land. But I mean, the way I think of it, it's like, I think that culture war does have a big place in things, and in the very least, insofar as you know, it can be a great rallying cry. It can really mobilize people. It can inspire people to get people fired up and honestly emotional about cultural stuff, right? And I don't want to act like cultural issues don't have any that don't, you know, that they don't have any value at all. But, you know, when I look at the stuff with, you know, trans kids, trans teachers and everything, it's like this is a really, really effective talking point for getting people really, really viscerally affected by stuff and fired up. And it's fucking weird. Out of all the times, out of all the elections, why the fuck does anyone need to be fired up about anything right now? Like, we all just got put into fucking pressure cookers in our home, fucking had our jobs threatened with the fucking vaccine, are being fucking plundered actively. Like, if ever the culture war stuff wasn't really defendable at all, you know? You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no shortage of energy to my mind right here. Like, as far as I can tell, it's all there. It's just waiting for you to pick it up off the fucking table.
Mean, I still feel mad about COVID, and it feels like just saying that, it's like, bro, that's old news. Like, get it. That was last year. Forget about it. That's what it feels like in the political discourse, because it has to keep moving. It has to be what's the new thing? Like, what's, you know, I support the current thing. That's not just a lib thing. That's media discourse. It's like, what's the next thing? Like, what are we talking about now? So it's like, you know, it's old news and no one wants to talk about it. And like, it sounds like being stuck in the past, but I'm still fucking upset about it. I'm still very fucking upset about it. And it's just, I just wonder, like, where's that anger? Like, where is it? Like, what is it just going to be forgotten about? Is that how this is going to go? And like, I don't know. I mean, the gay marriage thing, look, it's fucking retarded. It's fucking like, I don't even know what to say about it. I mean, it's a fucking joke. It's a fucking joke. I don't know what the fuck this does for me. What the fuck does this do? This, we keep saying about all this culture war shit. What does this do for me? I'm not someone who's pretending to be a moral, upstanding person. I don't do that. A lot of the left and the right is about, you know, I'm the most moral person and these other people are evil. Let me explain. I'm more moral than them. I don't do that. I never do that. I don't make any moral appeals. I am strictly about self-interest, and I think they are too, and they're just lying to themselves. But I admit it. I am purely about my personal material self-interest, and this does not do shit for me. Doesn't do shit for me. So I don't give a fuck about this shit. And, you know, it makes me wonder, like, you know, we're talking about like dropping the ball in terms of like broad common denominator appeal on like other broader issues that most people hate. What happened with COVID and the economy? Everybody agrees on that, like sort of dropping the ball there, where there's like an opening to stab the Democrats with that. But the other thing is it really dropping the ball, not just in terms of their function as like the GOP, but like their base, like the right wing base? Is this really dropping the ball when this is sort of something that excites the right wing? You know, this is something that they I mean, I've heard the argument countless times that gay marriage was the leading slippery slope to pedo teachers on TikTok in schools. So I've heard that argument countless times. So In that sense, is it really dropping the ball? Because this is sort of what they want. This is the red meat. This is the, hey, you know, we can't just go back to, you know, no pedo teachers on TikTok. We got to we got to go back to no gay marriage, and then we got to go further back, and we got to keep going back. Like, this is not inconsistent. What I'm saying is
it's more like jumping the shark, if anything. It's like putting the cart before the horse for these people mostly. It's like you start to feel like, okay, well, the tide's on our side a little bit, you know. We've got this never-ending energy base. So let's really get down to brass tacks, and let's really start to like peel away the onion layers and really get down to the root issues. And, you know, for a lot of these people, a lot of that comes down to individual character flaws, spiritual flaws, etc. And the way that you can try to get to changing one's, you know, spiritual or moral quality is through trying to say, well, like, what are these things that are leading them astray? And then you start going, you know, more, let's get rid of gay marriage. Let's get rid of this. And really it's like, okay, well, now we've just gone like 40 steps down the path, and you're losing a lot of people down that path. And also it's like, I don't even know, those aren't even the right steps to make in the first place, in my opinion either. So it's like, I don't know. I just feel like they got a lot of support suddenly with a lot of the COVID stuff, a lot of the like the teacher stuff, a lot of trans stuff. I think there's a lot of budding energy that's like, fuck a lot of this like woke stuff, fuck a lot of this more of the establishment that we're seeing right now. And then they got a little bit of, you know, backing for that when you have like people like Ron DeSantis, or you have people like that that are, oh, we're not going to do this COVID bullshit here, this, that, the other. But overall, I mean, Republicans as a whole, I mean, you didn't hear a lot of scathing critique about COVID in the first place anyways, really. Nope. Or really about COVID policies. You hear like four or five Republicans that are making a big noise about it, but these are generally fringe ones anyways, except for like DeSantis, which, I mean, you can make an argument that he might have been considered fringe a few years ago, or like maybe right before he started getting like, maybe he becomes the Trump replacement, etc. And so really it's not like it was a strong stance from the whole party line in the first place. And so I think they get a lot of energy. They got a lot of people who were, you know, disappointed with the left, disappointed with the current status quo, disappointed with whatever. And they're like, okay, well, maybe these guys are going to be our best bet right now. Lesser of two evils, etc. And then, you know, you start feeling like things are on our side. And, you know, then the establishment, right? It's like, okay, now we've got some support. So let's really get down the brass tacks here of the things that we're concerned about, actually. And then I think a lot of people that went there to support the right as new supporters in the first place start getting sold on a lot of these concepts because they're confused and grasping in the dark just like everyone else. And then it's just like, well, maybe it is because of gay marriage causing a deep spiritual issue within all of our nation. You know, it's just like, it just, I don't know, it just kind of spirals like that, I think.
Yeah. I mean, it's I mean, I think they definitely had a lot of potential momentum from the COVID situation and people like leaving the left after seeing how fucking insane they were acting or whatever. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. This doesn't tickle my fancy. I mean, this doesn't do shit for me. I mean, I don't give a fuck what they do with it. Ban it. I don't give a fuck. I mean, it's, I'm in favor of it being legal. But again, like I said about the abortion thing, fucking ban it. I don't give a fuck. What the fuck does this have to do with me? Like, what the yeah. fuck do I get out of this?
It's
I don't
much get like shit out Ukraine. Of this. I don't got nothing to do with it. Like,
yeah,
it's I mean, nothing like, for me.
Yeah. And I mean, yeah, I mean, but this is the through line of, you know, if you don't like the pedo teachers, we opened that Pandora's box when we allowed gay marriage. Heard that argument? You guys have heard that argument? I've heard that argument yeah, countless heard that times. Argument, yeah. Okay, you, and you guys don't agree with that argument?
Mm, no, not I really. Mean,
I don't think that it's a through line like that. I think it's all tied up into a general idea of ever changing progress. And then there's a lot of problems sure. that are kind of spiraling out of that, right? But I don't think that there's a direct through line to like, well, they're gay people, and so now you know my teacher's some. Purple-headed freak that's wanting to fuck kids and teach them about changing their gender and cutting their dick off. You know, I don't think that that's, I don't know though. Like, I'm not studying gender science or pedophiles or fucking teachers or whatever. Like, I don't know. Maybe someone could do a study or something. I don't fucking know. I'm not doing it though.
I mean, I think that, like, in the chronology of events, I see, like, I can see a connection because I think that like I think that the activism NGO nonprofit complex needed to escalate and mm-hmm. find new frontiers.
Mm-hmm.
That's for like sure. a little bit less. That's not really quite like an organic social process, is it though? Right.
That's right. Exactly.
And yeah, perfect. And, yeah. And I think that more than anything. Maybe the like gay marriage thing isn't trying to present itself as like a, this is the point of inception with it. But I think the real source is liberalism and egoism. I think that liberalism leads to, you know, a logical endpoint of like, you know, the sexual liberation of children and the sexual liberation of all individuals. Like the liberation of everything up into, you know, the liberation from the human form, and we're going to mm-hmm. upload ourselves into fucking Elon Musk's cloud or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Or we all kill ourselves in some fantastic death cult or some shit like that, man. Yeah. That's really what it all leads to for real. I believe that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah, I think it's a fucking, waste of time. I think it's a fucking waste of time. And, my mind's kind of blown by it. And
well, they're pushing it back. They were going to vote on it sometime. Who fucking knows when? Sometime soonish. But they're pushing it back now to September. So get ready for that to just be straight up all that the midterms are actually all about. I know that's what we were talking about, that it's going to be that. But I mean, that just confirms it, you know.
Let's go. I love this shit. This is my favorite shit. Abortion, gay marriage, guns. This is my shit. This is my bag. I love this.
It's kind of funny in a way.
Yeah, America's back on our bullshit. Dude, America really is back, baby. Let's be honest.
Yeah. Rogan has some clip where he's just like, yeah, this is fucking stupid. I mean, this is the main thing that, like, this is one of the main things that keeps me from identifying as Republican. Is I don't care about this. I don't think it should be illegal for gay marriage. I don't think gay marriage should be illegal. And my norm, and you know, I view Rogan as the normie. I know, Slav, when you talk about normie, you're talking about like a lib, and that makes sense too. I think in my mind, the normie is like a Roganite, and like my friends that are like Roganites, or whatever, they're just like, ban gay marriage. What the fuck? They're just like, why? Like it doesn't like tantalize them,
bro. Everybody gives like Rogan and Roganite such a hard time, but basic normie dudes that just like are into Rogan are basically your safest bet when it comes to like a political ally for dude, basically everyone across the fucking board.
Even. Literally, dude. the ultimate centrist kind of.
Yeah, no, exactly. Like they're basically the ideal. So I mean, if you want to engage in the formal political machine.
Yeah, I think economically they're a little like oblivious to things, which, you know, and I
they're
think
liberals. Slav,
I just,
Yeah, yeah, and of I think, dude. Joe Rogan's out here talking about, bro, like, how could you, like, he's like, you know, as much of problems as I think there are in the world, how could you be mad about living in a place when you can just pull up your newest iPhone and order Uber Eats right to your house and blah, 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 blah. It's like, bro, dude, you're on a fucking, how are you missing the forest for the trees right here?
You sound like a rich libertarian, Joe.
You just want to be left alone and smoke your weed. You talk about all the other shit that's like tied in all this being bad, but then you're just like, man, it's just sweet though, all this progress. Bro, what are you talking about?
Yeah, for him. I mean, you know, and but yeah, I mean, economically and like trust of the media and elites and all that, I think they've got a big, big blind spot there. But that's also just sort of like, I don't want to dig into all that shit. I'm not as schizo as you to go and as me like to go dig into all, like, you know, get write schizo threads about all that. They're not doing that. They're fucking out.
Yeah, they see like
Poon.
Yeah, they see like a bunch of paragraphs of somebody like, well, actually, blah, blah, blah,
They're not doing that. But as a cultural barometer of like cultural takes, I usually just like, you know, I know nobody likes them because they're like, they're not crazy wokey commies or crazy based fascist, you know, Nazis or whatever. But like, I'm rock with that. That's why, you know, I like the normie, quote unquote, in a sense of like, they're relatively like, they're just not crazy. That's all I'm looking for. Just don't be fucking crazy. Like, don't say weird, crazy shit. Like, but yeah.
All right, that was part one of our episode. If you'd like to listen to part two, you can find that at patreon.com/fedpost. Thanks for listening.